proudly bring you the Charlie McCarthy Show. This is Ken Carpenter, ladies and gentlemen, greeting you on behalf of Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Ray Nolson, Dorkins, Susan Gordon, Mortimer Stern, Pat Patrick, Jack Crewson, and our guests for this evening, Nelson Eddy and Chester Morris. And here is Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, Beggy.
Yeah.
Hello, Beggy.
Charlie?
Yes, sir.
I might as well tell you right now that I haven't been at all pleased with your conduct lately.
You haven't, sir?
No.
Why?
Well, you've been telling entirely too many lies.
I don't actually lie, Mr. Bergen. I just transpose the truth into another key.
Yeah. Amounts to the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Look at George Washington.
Where?
No. Why, he was famous for never telling a lie.
Well, let him stick to his racket and I'll stick to mine.
Yeah. There, now you see, you not only fib, but you're impudent about it.
No. Well, maybe I am, but really, deep down inside of me, I mean all right.
I doubt it.
What do you want, an x-ray?
Oh, no. You don't even make an effort to avoid telling lies.
Oh, but I do. Really, I do.
You do?
Yes, sir. I have tried. God knows I've tried. I've tapered off.
You have?
Yeah. Well, I've even written to Liars Anonymous for help.
You have, yeah. Well, I've spanked you and I've spanked you, but it did no good.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. You needed the exercise.
Oh. Well, Charlie, I'm going to help you.
Good.
From now on, you will have to pay me 10 cents a lie for every lie you tell.
Yeah, help me?
Yeah.
You ain't doing so bad for yourself, are you there?
Nevertheless, it's 10 cents a lie.
Well, couldn't you make me a better rate?
No.
3 for a quarter.
No.
6 and a half.
No.
I'm a big consumer, you know.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Charlie.
Oh, gee whiz. Well, if it's wrong for me to tell a lie, then it's wrong for you, too. Now, isn't it, Bergen?
Well, of course it is.
Well, then this thing should work both ways, shouldn't it?
Yes.
What sauce for the goose is cranberries for the turkey.
Yeah. That's okay with me. But now watch your step from now on.
Yeah. You're going to get the truth, Bergen, if I have to lie to do it.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. Now, I have a few questions.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Our cook tells me that she left a pie on the windowsill to cool.
Uh-huh.
And she said that it was about...
Never mind the details. What? Here's your dime.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It was worth it.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Charlie, did you sneak in the back way of the Bijou Theater last night?
Who, me?
Yes.
Of course not.
No.
Why?
Well, I just happened to be across the street at the time.
Touche.
Yeah.
You can't buck evidence like that.
Yeah.
Here's another dime.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it hurts me more than it does you taking your money.
Oh, wow. For a whopper like that, you ought to pay a buck.
All right. And another thing. Were you in school every day last week?
Yes, sir.
Every day last week?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Honest, I was. If I'm lying, may the roof fall in on me. Oh, you wise guy. Someday I'm going to get that sound effects, man.
Oh. Now, go ahead. What about school?
Well, I will admit I was a little late Wednesday.
You were a little late Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
How late?
About 2 days.
2 days. Just as I thought. Now, do you know what happened to my tennis racket?
Bergen, has anyone ever told you how handsome you look these last few days?
No, really?
Yeah. I just love the way you comb your head.
All right, answer my questions.
Oh, questions. What about me?
Well, what about you?
Well, don't you think it's about my turn at bat?
All right.
Answer me this, Bergen.
Yes.
shouldn't I be entitled to half the dough you collect for us every week?
Well, that answer, of course, depends on many things that have to be taken into consideration.
Yeah, well, just give me the answer straight.
All right. No chaser. All right.
Shouldn't we split the dough?
Golly, now, let's be big about this thing.
I'm willing.
Let's forget the whole thing.
Huh?
Now, just as a little token of my friendship, here's a dollar for you.
Yes, sir. You cannot buy my honor that cheap.
I see. Well, I never would stoop to bribing you.
Okay, then I got some more embarrassing questions.
No, Charlie. Why, look, Charlie, there's $5 on the floor.
Yeah?
Yes. It must have fallen out of your pocket, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a workable arrangement. Okay.
Yeah. And I won't have any more trouble with you.
Not a bit. Not until next Sunday.
There's Ray Noble's orchestra and Lita Gordon with a vocal to bring you their special arrangement of My Pretty Girl. Sanborn. When you taste Chase and Sanborn, that's shade-grown flavor. Yes, it's a bonus of flavor put into the coffee beans by slow-growing in tropical shade. And you taste it in the first sip of Chase and Sanborn. In every swallow you take, it's there in lavish, overwhelming abundance, extra rich, supremely delicious. All you want is more of the same. Shade-grown means slow-grown, and that makes a tremendous difference in the flavor of coffee. Growing time is flavor-making time. A little more and a little more flavor is stored up in the coffee each day. The constant glare of the tropical sun would make coffee grow too fast, so these finer coffees are planted under taller, arching shade trees. The sunlight is filtered, the coffee gets just enough, and you get the extra flavor. Get shade-grown flavor every time and enjoy it to the full. Ask your grocer for Chase and Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor.
Oh, No, 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 no. Oh, shoeshine boy. Oh, shoeshine boy.
Well, Mortimer, you arrived on the dock.
No, no, no. On the bus.
Yeah, down. Hey, what's that box you're carrying there?
Well, that's for shining shoes, Mr. Bergen.
Ah.
Yeah, how about a free shine for 10 cents?
Oh, I see. So now you're shining shoes.
Yep. Yep, that's the way it goes.
Yeah. Well, what made you take that up?
Well, you told me if I wanted to be somebody, I'd have to have polish.
Well, that's right.
I got it all over me now.
Yeah. Well, you're always trying a different job, aren't you?
That's right. I reckon I'm a jerk of all trades, or that's the way it goes.
Well.
Oh, hush up out there.
Well, at least you're showing initiative. I say, at least you're showing initiative.
Oh, is that darn thing showing again?
I mean, you never quit trying, do you?
No. Well, it's like they say, you know, they always say, well, they probably don't say it anymore.
Well, what was the saying?
Well, you know, it's if at first you don't succeed, hickory dickory dock. Well, quit tittering out there.
Now, don't talk like that to the people. We owe these people a lot.
We do?
Yes.
Well, let's pay them off and send them home.
Now, let's get back to your shoe-shining business.
Yeah. Oh, Mr. B., ask me what my slogan is.
Your slogan?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, you have a slogan?
Boy, I got a funny slogan.
All right. What is your slogan?
Well, get a shine.
Get a shine.
Yeah. Don't treat your feet like dogs. I made that up.
Well, a shine does make a man feel well-dressed.
Boy, you gotta wear more than that.
Yeah. Maybe Ray Noble would like a shine. Oh, Ray.
Yes, thank you, Robert.
Mortimer's in the shoe-shining business.
Oh, how jolly.
Yeah. Sure.
I say, Mortimer, what would your price be for me? I mean, me being a friend of yours, you know.
Oh, there's no extra charge for that. 15 cents for one shoe and 10 cents for two.
Look here. You mean that the more feet, the less you charge?
That's right. Yesterday I almost went bankruptcy.
Why was that?
Well, a fellow came along who was a six-footer.
A six-footer. I guess no one in the world is as stupid as you.
Well, it's because they just give up too easy.
Oh, I see.
A good boy like you can't have any trouble.
Oh, but I do have, Anita. I tell you, I get into more trouble than Brer Rabbit.
Well, what is it this time?
Well, I was just tuning up Bergen's car, you know. And I was just giving it a little test run. You know, you have to do that, you know, to get it working right. When along comes Nelson Eddy, see? And he asked me to drive him home. Well, now, you know, I am nothing if not courteous. So I drove him home, but we smashed into a fire hydrant.
Oh, no, Charlie. How could you?
It was easy.
Oh, well, what do you think Mr. Bergen will do?
Well, for one thing, he's going to walk. Now, Anita, you run along, because here comes Nelson Eddy, and I got to talk to him.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, you're just the man I want to see. Nelson Eddy.
Charlie, I don't suppose you've had time to have Edgar's car fixed.
It ain't the time that's been holding me back. And, Mr. Eddy, inasmuch as I was driving you home at the time, when the accident happened, don't you think that maybe...
Oh, no, I don't.
You don't? Well, after all, you did grab the wheel when I was driving.
So?
So you ought to grab part of the expense.
Huh. I was only trying to keep the one out of two from being you.
Oh.
Where's the car now?
I had it towed over to Skinny Dugan's backyard.
Oh, Nelson, Charlie, I have just discovered that my car is missing.
Oh, maybe you just mislaid it.
No. No, no, I tell you, somebody stole it.
Oh, don't worry, Edgar. Leave it alone and it'll come home.
Wagging its taillight behind it.
Well, I can see I'm not going to get any help from you two, Nelson. So I'm going to phone and I'm going to report it to the police.
Miss Eddie. We got to work fast. You got to think of something else.
Yeah, well, I can think better when I'm singing.
Yeah, well, don't sing too loud or you can't hear yourself think.
When the Rangers come to town to settle up or settle down, they're in their heyday because it's payday. There's a bottle left, a joke, a heck of a night, and then we're broke. We know tomorrow we'll have to borrow. We find this consolation when we haven't got a dime. Our job's a great vacation and a darn good time. We're all pals together. Comrades, birds of a feather. Rootin' pals, tootin' pals, tootin' pals, tootin' pals.
Encore.
I got a great idea.
Good.
Look, does Edgar have any insurance?
Yeah. You mean, oh, no, we couldn't bump off Bergen.
No. I'm talking about accident insurance.
Oh.
All we do is take Edgar's policy to the insurance company, file a claim, and... presto.
We get 6 months in jail, yeah.
No, we get the money.
Uh-oh.
But I'll have to pretend I'm Bergen.
Well, let's go, alias Bergen. Well, now, this must be the place, because here's a sign on the door. It says, the accidents will happen insurance company.
Now, I wonder where we can find the claim adjuster.
Well, that's an important-looking man. Why don't you ask him, Mr. Eddie?
Oh, pardon me. Are you the claim adjuster?
Nope. I'm...
Why, he has lower lip wobble, hasn't he?
Sir, can you direct us to the claim department?
Well, sorry, but I just started working here. I'm from Washington. But I think it's the man over there by the window, working his head off.
Well, let's go before you work your head off here.
Pardon me, sir. Are you the adjuster?
Well, some people call me that, and some people call me Chester Morris.
I'm Nelson.
Speak right up, Mr. Bergen.
Yes. I'm Edgar Bergen.
Well, your face is familiar. I said your face is familiar, but I don't recognize the hair.
He only wears it in the winter.
Well, if you're Edgar Bergen, say something without moving your lips.
He did it.
We'd like to file a claim for damages.
I see. Is the amount under $10, or am I going to have trouble?
Well, here's a list of the stuff that's busted.
Uh-huh. Now, that will cost about...
$80.
No coaching, please. We'll allow you $5.
What are you trying to do?
Isn't it obvious?
Yeah.
Now, let's forget the money for the nonce.
Let's forget the nonce and give us the money.
All right, now. Now, let's fill out the claim report.
Yes, sir.
Oh, dear. This is so complicated.
Pardon me, but you're holding it upside down.
Oh, so I am. Well, here we are. Now, cause of the crash?
A fire hydrant was jaywalking.
Did you signal the fire plug?
Yes, we blew the horn.
And the fire plug blew its top.
Well, that's city property.
Sure.
Did you get anything from the city?
We got a free wash job, yeah.
Mr. Bergen, were you at the wheel?
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Do you have witnesses?
Fortunately, no.
Were you on a straight road, curved, or at an intersection?
We were on the sidewalk.
Now, when did you first see the fire plug?
Now, I'd say we were about 20 feet away as the crow flies.
Yeah.
Oh, you were coming in for a landing.
Pardon the intrusion, but I saw your sign saying adjustment, and I thought you might do something about this dreadful crick in my neck.
Well... The chiropractor is down on the next floor.
Oh, very well. I'll wait for him.
But he's been down there for 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll just sit here. He should be through pretty soon now.
Now, let me see. Where were we?
Excuse me. Are you the insurance adjuster?
Yes, I'm the... Yes, miss. But you can call me Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, call me Chet.
Well, now, that ain't fair, Chet. We were here...
It's Mr. Morris.
What again?
What do you mean by crowding ahead of a lady?
Crowding ahead of
you? Yes. And now, what can I do for you, miss?
Well, I stopped my car suddenly...
Yes?
And my poor little Mopsy fell off the seat and sprained her foot.
Oh.
And who is Mopsy?
She's my little Mexican chihuahua.
You mean you have a chihuahua?
Oh, yes. I love dogs.
Oh.
I could just hug everyone I see. Poor Mopsy, she's so upset. She won't eat her caviar.
Well, trying with a crepe suzette.
Let me ask you something. What gear were you in at the time of the accident?
I was wearing my green sweater and my orchid clam diggers.
Oh, I see. You were in high gear. Well, I personally think you should have at least $100.
Mm.
Yes, and if you need any more, just call on me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Not at all.
Goodbye.
Hey, I didn't know you paid off so promptly.
No.
My name is Ethel Kling.
Yeah.
And that's right, uh-huh. And I'm here tonight.
Where did you come from?
Marty, if you must know, the stork brought me.
Really?
Well, what's your complaint?
Well, I own a trainer, Taylor Frams, and, well, I don't really own it either exactly, because I have 7 more payments before I get... If you will pardon the expression, the pink slip.
Yeah.
Go on. Well, last night my trailer was robbed, and what I'd like to know is, can I recover?
Well, let's hope so. You can't always look this bad.
No. Well, you can't tell. Well, I was just putting on my flannel nightgown, or was it the cotton? No, I was wearing a pajama.
All right, come on, get to the point.
Well, I am. A robber pointed a pistol right at me, and he said, reach for the ceiling.
Uh-huh,
that's what he said. And I tried to, but I couldn't reach it even when I stood way up on the tip-tops of my tippy toes.
Why didn't you call for help?
Well, you know how it is these days. Nobody wants to work.
Oh, sure. You certainly had more than your share of trouble.
Oh, yes, I know. I really have. And as I fled from the intruders, I struck my crazy bone, too.
Well, you must hurt all over.
Oh, yeah. But for heaven's sake, my God, yes. I'm just so nervous and twitchy, I must run right out and get a cup of ginger tea. Goodbye, Ohio.
It's easy today for everybody to get more delicious coffee. Just ask for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Yes, that's the system all over the country, so easy that nobody needs to miss out. In the past year, more people enjoyed Chasin' Sanborn than ever before. And shade-grown flavor explains that preference. Everybody wants it. There's more flavor there to enjoy. Naturally, more people enjoy it. You notice the abundance of richer coffee goodness the moment Chasin' Sanborn passes your lips. It's so impressive, you want to know where so much flavor comes from. Well, it's from finer coffees, slow-grown in cool, dewy, tropical shade. That's the secret of the flavor bonus, the reason for its fame. The coffee is planted under taller, leafy shade trees, and there it grows slowly, matures completely. Each day, it stores up more shade-grown flavor, the making of Chasin' Sanborn. Remember, by the cup you call it coffee, by the pound it's Chasin' Sanborn. Ask for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. We'll see you again next Sunday when our guest will be Monty Woolley. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chasin' Sanborn, the coffee with shade-grown flavor. Nelson Eddy will soon be seen in the Republic Picture End of the Rainbow. Chester Morris appears with the courtesy of Columbia Pictures and can now be seen in the Columbia Picture Blind Spot. This is Ken Carpenter speaking to you from the Pasadena Playhouse, Pasadena, California. Have you ever served V8 vegetable juice as hot as a soup? Most folks are well acquainted with the bracing flavor of chilled V8 as a breakfast juice, as a cocktail before dinner. Perhaps the children have V8 with lunch. Well, here's a brand new way to enjoy that delicious gardeny flavor. Just heat V8, pour into bouillon cups, and serve. Your first spoonful of tempting, fragrant V8 hot will tell you why so many people enjoy its rich, flavory goodness on chilly days. You see, V8 combines the juices of many tasty vegetables fresh from the garden. Juices of carrots, watercress, spinach and beets, tomatoes, celery, lettuce and parsley. All these juices are so skillfully blended that they actually flavor each other. No wonder V8 Hot as a first course has created such enthusiasm. So tomorrow, get an extra can or two of V8 at your grocer's and try a cup of V8 Hot. Remember, cold or hot, there's a wealth of garden goodness in every delicious sip of V8 vegetable juices.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.